Mesquite, Texas, AP. A chilly, midday darkness fell across North America on Monday as a total solar eclipse raced across the continent, thrilling those lucky enough to behold the spectacle through clear skies. Eclipse mania gripped all of Mexico, the U.S. and Canada, as the moon swept in front of the sun, blotting out daylight. Almost everyone in North America was guaranteed at least a partial eclipse, weather permitting. It was the continent's biggest eclipse audience ever, with a couple hundred million people living in or near the shadow's path, plus scores of out-of-towners flocking in. Clouds blanketed most of Texas as total solar eclipse began its diagonal dash across land, starting along Mexico's mostly clear Pacific coast and aiming for Texas and 14 other U.S. states, before exiting into the North Atlantic near Newfoundland. In Georgetown, Texas, the hundreds of people gathered on the Southwestern University lawn cheered when the skies cleared just in time to give spectators a clear view. "We are really lucky," said resident Susan Robertson. "Even with the clouds, it is kind of nice because when it clears up, it is like wow." Arkansas and Northeast New England were the best bets in the U.S. New Brunswick and Newfoundland in Canada also looked promising. The show got underway in the Pacific before noon EDT. As the darkness of totality reached the Mexican resort city of Mazatlan, the faces of spectators were illuminated only by the screens of their cell phones. The cliff-hanging uncertainty added to the drama. But the overcast skies in Mesquite near Dallas didn't rattle Erin Fronberger, who was in town for business and brought along her eclipse glasses. "We are always just rushing, rushing, rushing," she said. "But this is an event that we can just take a moment, a few seconds that it's going to happen and embrace it." A festival outside Austin wrapped up early on Monday because afternoon storms were in the forecast. Festival organizers urged everyone to pack up and leave. Sarah Lano, of Westfield, Vermont, woke up at 4 a.m. Monday to take her 16-year-old niece to nearby Jay Peak Ski Resort to catch the eclipse after a morning on the slopes. "This will be a first from me and an experience of a lifetime," said Lano, who was dressed in a purple metallic ski suit with a solar eclipse t-shirt underneath. At Niagara Falls State Park, tourists streamed in under cloudy skies with wagons, strollers, coolers and lawn chairs. Park officials expected a large crowd at the popular site overlooking the falls. During Monday's full eclipse, the moon slipped right in front of the sun, entirely blocking it. The resulting twilight, with only the sun's outer atmosphere or corona visible, would be long enough for birds and other animals to fall silent, and for planets, stars and maybe even a comet to pop out. The out-of-sync darkness lasts up to 4 minutes, 28 seconds. That's almost twice as long as it was during the U.S. coast-to-coast eclipse 7 years ago because the moon is closer to Earth. It will be another 21 years before the U.S. sees another total solar eclipse on this scale. It will take just 1 hour, 40 minutes for the moon's shadow to race more than 4,000 miles, 6,500 kilometers, across the continent. Eye protection is needed with proper eclipse glasses and filters to look at the sun, except when it ducks completely out of sight during an eclipse. The path of totality, approximately 115 miles, 185 kilometers, wide, encompasses several major cities this time, including Dallas, Indianapolis, Cleveland, Buffalo, New York, and Montreal. An estimated 44 million people live within the track, with a couple hundred million more within 200 miles, 320 kilometers. "This may be the most viewed astronomical event in history," said National Air and Space Museum curator Teasel Muir Harmony, standing outside the museum in Washington, awaiting a partial eclipse. Experts from NASA and scores of universities are posted along the route, poised to launch research rockets and weather balloons, and conduct experiments. The International Space Station's 7 astronauts also will be on the lookout, 270 miles, 435 kilometers, up. _AP journalists along the eclipse path contributed to this report. _The Associated Press Health and Science Department receives support from the Howard Hughes Medical Institute's Science and Educational Media Group. The AP is solely responsible for all content. Marcia Dunn, The Associated Press. JPG, caption. Eclipse glasses are shown at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway in Indianapolis, Monday, April 8, 2024. AP photo, Michael Conroy, 2. JPG, caption. A patron look up at the sun during an solar eclipse during a practice round in preparation for the Masters Golf Tournament at Augusta National Golf Club Monday, April 8, 2024, in Augusta, Georgia. AP photo, Matt Slocum, 2.